This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After decades of civil war, Colombia is trying to build peace between civilians and former guerrilla fighters, FARC. The Colombian government has paid out the equivalent of $3 million in reparations to 730,000 victims. But a group of people may have been left out. Sarah Barrett reports.
When Aura Inestrosa talks about her life, she divides it in two chapters.
La Aura que era feliz y la Aura que comenzaba a ser infeliz.
The Aura who was happy and the Aura who came after, she says. 18 years ago, Inestrosa was working as a journalist in Chocó, a western region in Colombia. She got a tip about FARC fighters in the area, but when she went to track them down, it was a trap. She says she was raped, beaten, and left for dead. Colombia's law 1448 states that victims of the conflict, whether they were hurt by rebels or by the state, may have a right to monetary reparations. But first, they must make a declaration of victimhood with the government. Inestrosa, a lesbian, says she has filed her paperwork with the department. However, others in the LGBT community fear coming out to authorities.
Many people prefer and opt not to register as LGBT with the state for fear of not being recognized as victims.
That's Alejandro Lanz, founder of Temblores, an organization for LGBT rights. He helped interview 20 transgender women in the capital of Bogotá. Most of them said they had been physically abused by police, and Lanz said,
the large majority of the trans women who were victims of the armed conflict did not know that they had the right to reparations, nor how to go about asking for them.
Sandra Angel is a member of a government advisory team tasked with addressing LGBT and gender issues. She says that while there is still a lot of discrimination in Colombia, LGBT people do have the same right to reparations. If a claim is investigated and approved for compensation, the next step is to determine how much is owed.
Every violent act has a certain monetary figure assigned to it, and when victims declare crimes against them, each one has an economic amount.
Inestrosa is registered as a victim of the armed conflict and filed her claim 3 years ago.
Hasta ahora.
But she says, so far, she hasn't heard anything from the government about her case. In Colombia, I'm Sarah Barrett for Marketplace.